Pretty much all the equipment is in and installed. We're still making a few changes and learning about the equipment we've got, but we're still undergoing what we call the commissioning phase of what we're doing. But the idea is that we'll be producing larger quantities of Tasmanian single malt whisky, more or less from now on. So it's been an interesting exercise being a part of all this from the concept design phase, construction phase, setting up all the equipment, and then learning about how to run this equipment. I'm a bit of a dinosaur. I'm used to doing it with much smaller equipment, old school way, walking around, opening and closing valves and looking at my watch to see how long I've got to do something for. We've got a system here that is automated, does all that sort of stuff for us. We still drive it. We still use our own nose and tongues to determine whether things are right or not.
That'll never be replaced.
Not by us, it won't, no.
Not by AI.
Well, yeah, who knows? But there's still that human element in what we're doing, and we're still, in the grand scheme of things, we're very small. I guess you could almost say we're still a craft business as far as producing whisky goes.
And you mentioned that word still a couple of times, and we're actually sitting under the stills, aren't we?
Yes.
They're beautiful works of art. Tell us about the
they
stills.
They are. Well, the stills are copper pot stills, which, you know, for, if you're making a single malt whisky, that's the main bit of equipment that you need. One, our wash still has a capacity of 12,500 litres of wash in one run, and the spirit still is about 6,500-7,000 litres. They were made here in Tasmania by a company called Stillsmiths Tasmania. The parent company is Colemark, and they're at Westbury. They do an absolutely fantastic job. You know, they've built all the equipment, all the vessels you see here, the mash tun, fermenters, stills, all the equipment associated with it, they made. And I love the idea that we've got a company in Tasmania with this sort of capability.
Now, we've just had a look inside the stills, and you can see the liquid. How long will it be before it's put into the barrels, and how long will it be before it's ready to be bottled?
We've really got to wait and see how long it takes, but I would imagine, because we're using 200-litre casks or up to 300-litre casks, it'll take some time. So we'll certainly be looking at what we might be able to bottle, say, at 6 years. I'd say it'll be more than likely it'll be 8 to 10 years to 12 years before it's really matured properly.
You got to have patience.
You do have to have patience, but we might find that in our environment here in the Coal Valley, where it's drier and a bit warmer than some other parts of the state, it might be a bit quicker. So it's one of those things we'll just have to wait and see.
How is the industry going as you see it? And you've been around the industry for a long, long time. Is it sort of slowing down? Is it quieting? It seems like there's a new distillery popping up, you know, every other week.
I hope everybody does know what they're doing. There's a lot of small distilleries out there that have popped up in the last few years, and I think that's a fantastic thing, because they've been set up, as far as I can see, all the people that I've met are very enthusiastic and passionate about what they're producing, and they all bring something to the party. And as far as tourism goes in this state, it won't be just wine now. It'll be wine and whiskey or gin or whatever it is. And they're all dedicated to what they're doing, and the quality is absolutely first class. I guess some of the problem with that is there's a lot has come on the market in the last few years, whether it's gin or whiskey or whatever. There's only so many consumers. But look, that'll sort itself out. But the way the economy's gone in this last year or so, money's a bit tight now. So high-quality whiskies, as they're all producing, are not a need to have. They're a luxury item. So, yes, it has slowed down. But that is typical of what happens in any industry, and certainly in the whiskey industry and the spirits industry. There's highs and lows. Always has been, always will be. So hopefully we can ride them out, and for the next high we'll be there ready to go.
What's your biggest plan? Is it local, Australia, or is it international?
Look, for us, we set this up knowing that there's a big export market out there. When I was with Sullivan's Cove Distillery, we were very successful at attracting international markets. We were very successful in Australia after a period of time as well. But the international markets were very receptive. We got huge orders back in those days, and so did other distilleries in Tasmania. Our problem was we couldn't supply it. We just didn't have enough whiskey mature enough to sell at the time.
So you could supply X amount of cases, but you couldn't necessarily supply a container.
No. And we started getting container load orders. And at first I thought, well, that's great. that's fantastic, you know, we're in.
Be careful what you wish for.
And then I quickly worked out, well, we can't actually supply that volume. That was a good thing to go through and to learn about. And now, like Sullivan's Cove and other distilleries in Tasmania, some of them have got quite good volumes and can do some of these things. So that's great. We've got past that point to an extent. This business has been set up with that in mind. So we can produce something, well, we think we can produce something like 350,000 litres of spirit per year, and that's running the stills 5 days a week, one run per day.
Okay.
So we have the potential with the same equipment produce well over 1 million litres a year.
Are you hearing that other bigger producers in the state are stopping production or downgrading what they're producing?
Yeah, some of them have, and that is, to me, that's, well, once again, it's an economy thing. There's less money out there to spend on these things, but also it's come along at a time where a lot of those distilleries have reached a point where they've got a lot of stock laid down, and you get to a point where there's no point in making any more if you're not going to sell that. So some of them have stopped or slowed down. But look, within a year or two, when the economy gets better, assuming it will, there's always highs and lows, I'm sure they'll be back into it. And once they get down to a certain level, regardless of what the economy's doing, they'll be producing again, I'm sure.
Distiller Pat Maguire, our guest on the country hour. Pat, looking at the farming sector of the operation, the barley, where is it coming from?
The majority of what we use here, it's all grown in Tasmania. The majority of what we use here is grown by various farms, particularly up the Midlands and North West and all that. But we do produce a smaller quantity of our own barley on the site here. Just this year, we produced, 145 tonne of malting quality barley from our paddocks, which was really nice.
And that goes to Devonport?
That goes to Devonport.
Okay.
Where it's malted. And at the moment, that's actually what we're distilling off right now.
And then when you're finished with the barley, what happens to it then?
Well, then our farmer who looks after the property here, he comes along with his big tractor and his big giant bucket on wheels, parks it under the grist hopper and dumps it into the bucket and takes it away and feeds the sheep or the cattle with it or ploughs it into the ground. So it's a nice closed circuit system, which I really love. It's one of the nice things about doing what we're doing on this site.
All right, Patrick, nice talking to you again. And
good
thanks
talking
for your time.
To you.
Thanks for your time on the country hour.
Thank you.